Sent the Chairman Jerome Powell.
You're reading about developments. The news is full of developments of tariffs being put on and taken off and things like that. That's some of that is noise in the sense that it's not really telling you anything. You're trying to extract a signal from that. And the signal is what's going to be the effect on economic activity, on inflation, on employment, and all those things.
President Trump is describing his Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian leader Zelensky as very good.
The hour-long phone call came a day after the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Writing on social media, Donald Trump said the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. He said, "We are very much on track." However, both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of not abiding by an agreement to pause military strikes against energy infrastructure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, attacks on property that carry the logo of Elon Musk, electric car company Tesla, are continuing to crop up from coast to coast. Investigators say they have their hands full. Justice Department resisting a federal judge's demand for more information about flights that took illegal immigrants to El Salvador. The Trump administration is arguing the court should end its so-called continued intrusions into the authority of the executive branch. And President Trump is expected to quickly sign an executive order, possibly tomorrow. That order will call for the shutdown of the entire education department. This is SRN News. What is going on in Kansas?
Police have arrested a suspect who was accused of vandalizing a church in Wichita, scrawling the web address of a satanic organization on the building. The incident comes even as the state is being roiled by plans for a satanic mass at the Capitol building in Topeka later this month. Members of the Satanic Grotto say they will gather at the Capitol on March 28th to dedicate the government and the state of Kansas to the devil. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton says a Houston area midwife has been arrested, accused of providing illegal abortions. It's the first time authorities have filed criminal charges against the state's near-total abortion ban. Maria Margarita Rojas, charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine in the state of Texas without a license. This is SRN News. State lawmakers in Alabama approving a ban on conversion devices that turn semi-automatic weapons into machine guns.
A bipartisan coalition pushed the Alabama legislation after several multiple mass shootings last year. The devices are already banned under federal law, but currently there is no state law that bans them. The Alabama Senate voted 24-2 to accept changes made in the House of Representatives. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey, who called for its passage in her State of the State address. The measure will take effect immediately once it has been signed into law. Rich Thomason reporting.
A West Virginia couple has received the maximum sentences for abusing their adopted children. Officials say the woman received a term of 215 years in prison. Her husband sentenced to 160 years. More details at SRNnews.com.